If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan.
It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude scrolling hell site, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puff, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses fucked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Lock Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck. Lock Party.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Blocked Party. This is episode number 284. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a fantastic guest, fan favorite here on the program, returning guest to the show, very funny comedian, fresh off of a season of television writing. Maddie Kelly is here. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for being here. We're glad you agreed to do this, given that both we are recording on Saturday and you are now, you're a big wig television writer. You might be out of our range soon.
No. I'm a friend of the pod. I'm a friend forever.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind when
friend
you get
of the
famous.
Pod for me on the cemetery. What's it called? Gravestone?
On the cemetery?
On the tombstone, yeah. Or the gravestone. Yeah, yeah.
Maddie
yeah.
Kelly, born 1996. Brag. Dead. 2030, whatever it's going to be.
2030? You think
Lover,
you only got 6 years left?
Poet, comma, friend of the pod.
Okay. Wow. I like that. That's good. Yeah.
Okay, let's.
That's very good.
There's a few things I'd like to unpack there. first of all, you think you're going to die in 6 years?
No, I don't think. I was just saying. I could.
Well, any of us could.
Yeah, we all. I could do it right now if I wanted to. I could just fucking kill. I could stab myself right now in front of everyone during the show.
I could come over there and kill you.
Yeah, I mean, we could just make it happen.
That'd be sick content.
Yeah.
That's actually true, and I don't think about that enough.
What, that you could die at any time?
I think about that I could die at any time. But I don't think about that I could kill myself at any time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Positive.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
I think
that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think that's good, yeah.
A couple of therapists just got their wings.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, and you're also, yeah, 1996. That feels like a brag directed specifically at me. So thank you very much for that. I know that you're much younger than me, but I don't like hearing about how much. Like, I don't like hearing the birth year. That's a bad 1996. That's tough for me.
That feels like
I'd rather hear 11 years younger than 1996, if that makes sense.
Yes,
totally. Because immediately you think about what you were up to in 1996. You were covering the OJ trial, for instance. I
Oh, the civil trial, I think, at that point.
Yeah, no, 96. No. Yeah, it was. Yeah, no. He's into the civil trial. 94 is the trial.
94 was the murder. 95 was the trial, I think.
Oh, 95
no,
trial.
I think 95 is the car chase. I think 96 is the trial.
Let me look this because
94
is
the car chase.
I was literally
July 94.
It was. I was literally looking up hit the Wikipedia page for the trial the other day because
you were about to jack off.
No, Jesus, no. It's because like it's it's nighttime. I'm doing my Wikipedia
okay,
shit.
Well, that's right? Not.
Yeah.
Okay, just because it's nighttime.
Yourself.
All right, let's see. I'm gonna look this up here. This was the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. It was submitted in 94. It started in 95, January 95, ended October 95, and then I think the civil trial was the following year. So
it happened in 94. It was car chase.
Yes, and the murder and everything. Yes.
So yeah. What was I doing in 96? I'm 11. I'm in grade six. We lost Maddie. Oh, she's
sorry,
back.
I don't like being wrong.
I thought you were like, I don't want to hear what you were doing, and I don't care what you were doing in 96.
No, I don't know what happened.
We'll edit that out. I was 11. I was in grade six at Stuart Scott Public School in Newmarket, Ontario.
The ESPN Stuart Scott?
Yes, it was named after him.
Okay.
Very cool. What was I doing? Really into magic cards. That was, I specifically remember magic cards were big because I only went to Stuart Scott for 1 year. So very easy to tie memories to that school for me.
right?
Chip day was big. Every Thursday, chip day, they would bring in bags of chips and you could get chips at recess once a week.
All right.
Really good.
And this is something I'd like to talk about, which is that the chip pack in Canadian schools growing up for me.
So tiny.
It was the chips were Lay's plain, Ruffles all dressed, Doritos and Cheetos.
Cheetos would have been,
because that's the one chips.
That's the one you'd get. You could get the big like open box of it, sort of, right, where it would have like rows of the. But I feel this is gonna make me sound crazy, maybe. But did we not have this exact conversation the last time we recorded an episode?
I know we talked about chips. I know we talked about chips. Yeah. That's why I kind of wanted to talk about it. But maybe
did we talk about
true.
Small bags of chips though? Because for me, I remember getting the old Dutch bags, the small old Dutch bags.
Oh, I lived in Ontario. We're not old Dutch people in Ontario.
Really? You're Humpty Dumpty, maybe? Or
Humpty Dumpty, yeah, for sure. Or Hostess was.
Do you guys know what Bunch of Crunch is?
I have heard of it. I'm looking it up right now.
So like Cracker Jack? Sounds like it would be like Cracker Jack.
Oh, it's Nestle. It's like chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks good.
Oh, is it like Nestle Crunch bars, but
little like balls, basically?
I've had that.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Chip day, I will say, because I guess Maddie, by the time you got to chips, the bags were small. These were, if you remember, they used to make like a medium sized bag of chips. They used to be 99 cents, I think, or $1.49, and it was in between the tiny bag and the big bag, and those were the chips we got at school.
Wow.
So I went ham. I would get two bags of chips every Thursday. Fucking go off.
Have you guys had any good new chip types recently?
I won the spelling bee in grade 6. Okay. remember that?
You asked such a great question, and then.
Oh, he's in his bag right now.
I'm in my memory hold right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry. New really chips. Good yes. Recently. Yeah, because Maddie, you're in America, so you've got some.
Well, I'm actually having a problem here because, okay, in my skincare and hair care routine, I have like, you know, kind of a rotation, right? Okay. And like, okay, my hair's feeling a little bit dry. I add this one. My hair's feeling a little bit this. I feel this one, right? And I feel the same way about chips, which is like you have a chip routine kind of like. Mm-hmm. But without Ruffles all dressed, I have lost such a massive pillar of the chip thing.
Community?
Yeah. I'm kind of like at sea.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so if you're in Canada, what is your chip rotation?
Yes.
If I'm in Canada, my chip rotation is like something expensive, like a hard bite in like a dill or like a cool flavor. Okay?
Like a nice kettle chip, like a bag of kettle chips where there's like 6 chips in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the bag opens. You have to tear the corner of it. Sort of. There's no way it doesn't open like apart like this. You have to tear the corner of it, and it's such a fucking pain in the ass. Don't you hate those bags?
That's so true. Bags. I do hate that.
It's bullshit.
No one's ever observed that sucks. And they why do they do that? Why do they make those bags so bulletproof?
It's insane. What are they doing? Make it so you can open it the normal way, because then you can put the chip clip on it, because otherwise you have to kind of crumple it up on an angle and then put the chip clip. And it, like, it doesn't really... It's
true.
It's stupid.
Why don't you just eat the whole bag?
Well, that's usually my solution. It's an option. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you've got your hard bite.
Then we've got like the Ruffles all dressed, which I'm calling kind of like my meal chip. Like if I'm in an emergency, dinner is Ruffles. And then... Chic girl walking. If I'm walking around with a bag of chips, I'm just gonna get plain Lay's, you know.
Right, because you don't want to fuck up your program. Like you're probably walking somewhere. You're maybe going to a show.
Yes.
You're maybe going on a date.
The plain Lay's like fills out that rotation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or there's here, the plain Lay's all of a sudden gets vaulted to the top of the chain because the other two things are not really. Because like grocery stores here, they'll only have, like, if it's a nice grocery store, they'll only have nice chips, and then if it's a shitty grocery store, they'll only have shitty chips and like maybe kettle chips.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Not even a Miss Vicky, not a hard bite.
So does California have its own like regional chip? Cause I know like Washington State has Tim's, and then I know like Utz is like a big chip. I may be saying that wrong. UTZ.
Covered Bridge.
Bridge.
I got into Covered Bridge.
Prayers up for
Nova Scotia.
their big factory that burned down, which is very unfortunate. Hopefully they can come back, cause they make a really good chip. I feel like I like their chips. Yeah.
They're kind of doing something nobody else is, which I'm quite enthralled by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that specifically? Just like,
well, it's a softer bite, but it's like has the substance, the food substance of like, oh, this isn't like crap.
Yeah. Do they do the storm chips as well?
Yeah, I want storm to chips are their kind of their main thing, where it's like four different flavors in one bag.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen that. They also really have good flavors that are kind of like, oh, this is like sort of interesting and good.
Yeah. Well, I will. I'm going to tell you two right now. These are the chips that I'm into.
Okay.
And I just dropped it in the chat.
Ooh.
They're a foreign chip.
Goodcheese.ca.
They are from France. They're called Brett's
chips. I've seen these around. Yeah.
And they are fry sauce chips. And they are some of the best chips I've ever had in my life. And
wow.
the whole Brett's deal, because we've had a couple other flavors too. They have a honey mustard. They have some really weird flavors. They have like a steak flavor and a yakitori flavor. Ooh. And like they got some strange flavors, but their chips they're like a ruffle. They're a ruffled chip, but they're very thin. So they've got almost this kind of like delightful crisp to them. And they're made with sunflower oil. So these chips are thin and they are cooked in sunflower oil, which I don't know if I've ever seen before.
Okay.
And they're amazing. Like the chip itself is amazing. And then the fry sauce flavor is S tier. It's one of the best bags of chips I've ever had.
Wow. Okay. Where do you get
this? Is
you get them online or?
No, there's an Italian market by our house that carries them.
Okay. So this seems like something you would see. There's a place in Vancouver called Gourmet Warehouse, and it seems like chips you might
100%
find there.
That would be a chip you might find at Gourmet Warehouse.
But then every once in a while, you'd go to like a convenience store with like a Turkish guy and they'd be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Because these are from France. They're a product of France. So they could product easily be in a Turkish convenience store. No question.
Well, this is good. I just need to branch out. I had Fritos the other day. Quite like that.
Fritos
I don't
are good.
Like Fritos.
Fritos are basically the same thing as the old Dutch like corn chips, right? That we have up here. Which I feel like we see those way more. Like I think we can get Fritos up here, but I never see them. It feels like
there's something to like becoming older that you do start to eat things that you're like, oh, my parents ate way more corn chips than I ever wanted to. You know?
Yeah. I love corn chips personally. They're so nasty. Like they're just so greasy, so salty. They make you feel like absolute shit.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, if you eat like a lot of them.
That's why I can't eat them anymore. Cause I ate an entire bag when I was a kid and I almost puked and then I could never eat them again.
I'm so lucky. Nothing makes me feel bad. I eat such bad fast food every single day. I do whatever I want. The only thing that makes me feel sick is like a poached egg.
Really?
But I still do that sometimes, like an Eggs Benedict. If I eat an Eggs Benedict, I'll feel sick.
Okay, interesting.
But fast food, you're fine.
Oh, I live on this. It fuels me. It's perfect. I love it.
You're eating fast food every day.
No, not really in LA. Unless you count a taco truck as fast food, and then yes.
No, because it's going to be good, right? Like, it's maybe not like good for you necessarily, but it's going to like taste way better than fast food. And it won't make you like McDonald's. I will still have once in a while. And I mean, it just does make you feel like total shit afterwards, no matter what.
Not me. I feel amazing. Wow.
It's going to at some point you will hit a It'll McDonald's wall. It does catch up to you.
But I think I also just a good order.
What do you get?
Well, it's different Canada and America.
Okay. Well, give it to us both ways.
In America, I'm just getting a hot and crispy McChicken. And a small fries.
Is that it's like spicy?
It's really, it's very spicy.
Now, but is the McChicken in the U.S. is small, is it not? It's like the junior chicken up here.
It's like our junior chicken, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm basically getting the junior chicken. I'm getting a small chicken-y kind of thing, an iced tea and fries. And I'm not getting any more than that.
Right.
Okay.
So that helps. I will say that fast food doesn't bother me. The only fast food wall that I hit was I can't have it at night. Like it used to be like late at night. Like it used to be, you know, when I was younger, you're coming back from doing a comedy. Like I used to live in White Rock and I would be, you know, doing comedy shows in Vancouver, driving back from UBC at night if I was at a party or something.
Yeah.
You know, and getting home, housing like Wendy's or McDonald's at 2 a.m. and then
I cannot do that.
And then immediately going to sleep.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would not be able to sleep.
McDonald's after 10 p.m. now, that's the danger zone. But anytime during the day or for dinner, I'm okay. But
I'm okay, but I can still like feel it. You know what I mean? A little bit where it's like, It's more like a couple hours later. Later, it's like, oh, I ate McDonald's earlier. I can definitely tell, you know.
Well, we were talking about this early, but we all don't drink now.
That's right.
And that also factors into all this, because you have to have a conversation with yourself when you stop drinking and go, am I going to never eat McDonald's again, or am I going to eat McDonald's sober?
Yeah, and and that is a good point. I feel like I have been eating better since I started, ever since I stopped drinking. But at the same time, it's like, I like a, like drunken pizza or drunken McDonald's. What, it was just so good. It was so so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Dan, when's the last time you had McDonald's?
Like an hour ago.
Did you not watch him eat it when we were doing the last day?
No, I didn't even notice. I think it's just that's like, to me, that's just like Dan's default state. Like if you were selecting him as like a character in a fighting game, he would just be sitting there eating McDonald's. And so to me, it just washes over me, I think. Well, what did you have?
Yeah.
I got the, what did I get? The quarter pounder BLT, I think.
Okay. All right. That's pretty nice. I feel like I haven't tried the bacon at McDonald's in a long time. Is it?
It's not great.
Yeah. Okay.
But I used to get the bacon on a junior chicken.
Okay.
That was kind of my go-to for a while. And it was good.
Another observation I have about, that sounds good, about American McDonald's. You know, in Canada, like they have those, all those screens and there's so many animations trying to get you to try their new thing.
Yes.
They don't really do that here.
That's surprising. Oh,
I just have like the old school menu board.
They have like a list and it doesn't move.
Wow, it would feel like something that they would have in the U.S.
I know, it feels more, I agree with that. But I think that, like, I swear they, like, test stuff out on us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I mean, I know they do test markets for everything, but I'm like, when you go to a Canadian McDonald's, it's like, there's other cultures involved, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying
to promote movies, I don't even know if they're out.
They did do, like, the McDonald's, like, world tour or whatever a few years back with like the Stroop Waffle McFlurry, for instance,
which
you know, Dan and John and I are quite familiar with, of course. John, why are we familiar with that?
So McDonald's used to have these like different kind of things they would do, and like didn't they recently do like an anime one as well where they called it like Wick?
That was Wick-Donald's. They did that in the U.S. as well, because all the fast food review guys I watch were like so into it. And
what,
like,
I don't understand it. What anime was it from?
They made one up, I think.
Oh, and they called it Wick-Donald's.
In that alternate reality, McDonald's in the anime world was called Wick-Donald's.
Oh god!
Yeah, I was extremely confused by that. It was like that made me feel like I was on mushrooms. You know?
Yeah, that was very, very strange. I don't really know what that was. What that was all
like
about?
Y'all are two in your own lore, kind of.
Just focus on the food, McDonald's. What are we doing here? You know? Yeah.
Now,
do you
go
to
a character?
Yeah. Do you go to In-N-Out often, or because when I lived in LA, I was going there like a lot.
Yeah, I go there, but the line's so long. It's kind of like you're never going to be just like, oh, let's grab that. It's right there. You're always going to be driving to get it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then the line is long. So
the line is always insane because it's people who live there who are like rightfully understand how good it is. And then it's like tourists as well. Right. So it's just like, But it's, I mean, John, what are your thoughts on In-N-Out?
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, In-N-Out is not life changing. I think it's good.
Yeah,
for sure. Like when I go to somewhere in America that has it, I'll eat it, but it's not a destination for me. I think Shake Shack is way better.
In-N-Out's main thing is its price point.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Shake Shack is expensive. And like, sure. I don't mind.
I'm rich. So
no, of course. Of course. Dude. Shake Shack's fries are bad though, because they have like the crinkle cut ones.
Yeah.
I like crinkle cut fries.
I don't mind crinkle cut fries. Theirs are just bad though, I feel like. Theirs are not good.
I also just love shakes. So if I can get a good shake with my burger, I'm for in, sure. You know? But In-N-Out is, it's fine.
I like,
but I'm never
In-N-Out
dying
better.
For it. Sorry, Maddie.
Sorry, I'm interrupting, so I'm so excited. When I go to In-N-Out, I'm getting animal fries and a shake only, or an iced tea.
Yeah.
And when I go to Shake Shack, I'm getting a burger only.
Interesting. I don't know if I haven't had a shake at In-N-Out.
Oh, it's like the thickest milkshake you'll ever have.
Their milkshakes are good. And their fries, like, their fries get a bad rap, but their fries are honestly fine. Like, they're not, like, good. It's not, like, the selling point for it, but, like, they're fine. And the burgers, I think, are great. The burgers are legitimately really good. And then, the price is, like, crazy. That's the best part of it. I think, obviously...
I'm just not a big burger. Like, I like burgers, but they're not... You know how people are just, you know, they go somewhere and they're like, what's the best burger in this city or whatever, I gotta go have it. Like, I just don't I don't have a fetish. I don't have a fetish thing for burgers. Like,
you're not doing burger tourism.
No, never. Where? And like, if there's a restaurant where there's like if it's like a sit down restaurant, I am never ordering the burger ever.
Where do you stand on like what's your favorite burger type? Because for me, I think it's easy choice. It's like the classic smash burger. And the worst burger type is when you go to like a slightly nice restaurant and they have a burger and it's like a tall burger.
Oh, it's huge.
Get out of here. I hate that shit. It's awful.
I couldn't agree more. Have you guys been to Iseta in West Van for a burger?
No.
What?
How do you spell it?
It's like, I don't even know. It's kind of how it sounds, but I think it's...
Oh, it is. Isetta.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they got the potato bun. Oh, that is a really good looking burger.
It's really nice. I think you'd like it if you like a smash burger. Yeah. It's kind of like...
I don't live there anymore, Maddie. I don't know if you know that, but...
Did you ever live there?
No, but like, I don't live in Vancouver anymore.
Oh, right. You live in Calgary. I forgot.
Yeah, so... never gonna have this, but
especially because you don't do burger tourism, as we just
there's learned. the burger food truck, Golden Era. I've had that a couple times.
It's really good.
That's really, really good.
Yeah. I said it though. I'm reading here on the website, $22 burger. I mean, what are we doing?
Does that include fries and a drink though, or is that?
I don't think so. I think it's
two patties. It looks like it's two patties at least, but
yeah, it sounds good. But I'm like, fucking,
that's a lot for a burger. I agree.
22 beans.
I think
that's like literally what a granola bar costs now. I'm like, that's fine. I've gotten a granola bar and a coffee for $22.
Yeah, but you live in LA. It's like the home of granola.
And Canada is more expensive than here a lot of the time. Oh, it sucks.
Damn. Well, you just moved back. Like, are you, cause you were living in Halifax. Now you're back in LA. How is that? Cause I feel like Vancouver to LA, not a super abrupt transition, like a little bit, but it's, you know, you're kind of like, okay, I get this, but Halifax to LA feels like, is it a little bit of a shock? Yeah. Coming back to LA after being in Halifax for 8 months or whatever.
Well, you know what's funny about it? Nobody believes me, but I'm like, the pace of life is slower here for me
than Halifax. Because working on a show.
When I'm in Halifax, I'm like, go to work in the morning. I have a 5-minute walk back to my hotel. I work out. I write. I go do stand up. I go meet up with other people from the show. We talk about work until 2 a.m. or 1 o'clock in the morning. Then I do it again. You know, like I'm like doing something active the entire time. Here, it's like on my busiest day ever, I'm like writing at my own desk, reading my book, making myself a coffee. You know, maybe I go meet up with someone and talk about a TikTok they want to make. And like, maybe there's like one Zoom I got to do. And then I take the bus 2 hours and I do one comedy show and then no one hangs out afterwards. And I come back and I watch TV.
Wow. That doesn't sound that fun.
No, it's awesome. I love it. But it's just not the same. Like, I mean, you're so on your own path. Like there's no, like everyone's doing their own thing. So even though I could be busy or like working or whatever it would be, it just feels like you're never going to be like, it just takes so long to get everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I like LA, like there's a lot to do, but I know what you mean. Like you can just like sit, I mean, you're just doing a podcast on a Saturday, right? Like this is relaxing. Yeah. I feel like
it's pretty relaxing.
We're talking about chips and burgers and I got to
figure out what I'm going to go see Challengers after.
Oh, that looks interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
I was reading an article about a horny tennis movie after Woody Allen's Match Point was sort of the last entry in that genre.
Which, John, you've seen before, right?
I have seen Match Point starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and Scarlett Johansson in a sort of coming-of-age tale with a classic Woody Allen acerbic wit and no questionable stuff going on at all.
I mean, that movie doesn't really have anything bad in it, though.
Match Point?
Yeah.
Well, other than the graphic blowjob scene.
Oh. But I mean,
I'm joking. That's not in there.
I can't remember that.
There is being one, in there. I don't think.
I do want to quickly talk about my chips. That I've been sort of. I got a fucking bag of. It wasn't even kettle chips. I got it because I was like, oh, this looks interesting, and they fucking suck. That's a really bad chip type. Let me hold on. Wow. Can I get the bag of chips and show you guys? Because it sucks. It's really
get the
bad.
Damn bag of chips. Now, are you thinking, Maddie, that like, are you going to like Challengers? I feel like I don't know if I would like it.
Well, I don't really know that much about it, which is awesome. I think that's the best way to
all
see
I know
it,
is so. It's like a horny movie, and Zendaya, I don't even know how we say it anymore, but she has a three-way mm-hmm. with these two dudes, but then they're bi, I think, or there's some right. bi action in it. I don't, that's all I know.
I'm just like trying, I'm literally, it's so funny because it's probably gonna be like a huge movie, but I'm like, I'm literally trying to support like romance movies being in theaters, you know what I mean? I just like, I don't want to just have to go see serious movies and action movies.
You make one podcast about rom-coms and now here you are.
I love rom-coms. Here are Taylor's sea salt.
Taylor's potato crisps. And it's like,
I'm going to be honest. Those look like shit to me.
They look awful. Why'd you
get those? To me, you're like, oh, the bag looks like they would be good. To me, the bag looks like they would be bad.
The bag looked interesting and it says a thick cut crunch like no other. And I was like, okay, I'm interested. They're not thick cut. They're not.
Well, can I see a chip?
They look like something that you buy at Mount Equipment Co-op.
They're like, yeah. Hey, like it looks like an old Dutch or something, right? But they just have a weird like aftertaste to them, right?
Oh. Is it British? It's a British company, right?
Oh, is it? Is that why? Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. God, of course. That's why. Jeez,
you
Christ.
Idiot.
Oh, okay. Oh, because it's
you
got to
buy your chips
too.
From France.
Like, no, yeah, apparently. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel like such a fucking moron. Oh. Well, because they have, I mean, you know, okay, British chips aren't all bad, I guess, because they have, what's their version of Lay's is Walkers, I want to say, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think they're fine. And I will say, I mean, obviously, different Commonwealth nation, but I think arguably like a top five chip I have ever had in Australia was the, I want to say it's called Red Rock. Red Rock chips, sweet chili and sour cream, which is like a better version of the already fantastic Miss Vicky's sweet chili and sour cream.
Mm.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
These chips are mind-blowing. Red Rock Deli, incredible, incredible chips.
That's a UK chip?
No, it's an Australian chip.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, yeah. It's not UK. I don't trust.
What do you guys think about dill pickle?
Love pickle chips.
Love dill pickle.
The spicy dill from Miss Vicky's, yeah. Wonderful. I know Miss really Vicky's good. Also, I want to say they rebranded and changed their chip bags, but only in the US. And it looks so much worse. It looks awful. Mm. Why would you change what is already a great looking bag of chips?
Yeah.
You know? Insane.
Just keep
to me.
What brought you to the dance. Well, you know what's an, you were speaking of Old Dutch earlier.
Yes.
A very good dill chip is Old Dutch Crunch or like whatever, their kettle chip, sour cream and dill.
Oh. I don't know that I've tried that.
Oh, excellent.
Wow,
excellent,
okay.
Chip. Definitely get it next time you're at the store.
Well, I'm going to the store later this afternoon, so I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Buddy, get your hands on some sour cream and dill chips.
That sounds really good to me.
We've talked about this,
very good,
John, because I feel like whenever
I'll send you some bags, Maddie, you're stranded in LA. I'll send you some sour cream and dill. Aww. And some Ruffles all dressed.
Thanks. Whenever we have O'Henry's in our freezer.
Oh, wow. I forgot O'Henry's is not an American thing. Right. Yeah. Whenever we do our hockey summer summit, I feel like whenever it's in Canada, at least, we always get a huge tub of, what's it called? The hell of a good dip, which I think you can also get in the US, but that just, that elevates like any just like plain chip. You know what I mean? It's incredible. It's so good.
The dill pickle hell of a good dip is
really, really good. Monument. I mean, the French onion is really good too, to be honest.
French onion's like, a classic.
Yeah.
The dill pickle is legendary.
Yeah. Really, really good. But the thing is I will get like, I'll get a bag of just like plain, like Ruffles or Old Dutch or whatever. Right. And then a big thing of the French onion dip from Hell of a Good Dip. And it's, you just lose control, right? You will just have so much of it. It's bad enough that you're eating the whole bag of chips, but you're also eating an entire tub of just like the worst thing in the world for you. And I'll do that like far too often. I mean, not as much recently, but I've been putting together, I'm just like excited because our summer summit is coming up fairly soon, John. It's like what, 2.5 months away?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to just having big bags of chips open around the place the entire weekend. It's such a good feeling to me. I love it.
Yeah, we're huge losers, Maddie, if you didn't know that already. But
yeah.
You guys love chips.
We do. Yeah.
We love chips and we go away every summer with our hockey pool to a cabin.
Yeah. Some hang out, share your favorite kind of chips.
Yeah,
that's pretty
and
much.
They
that's
say
much
there isn't positive role models for men.
We're trying our best, you know. We're trying to be. We're trying to be good. Good role models for men, I guess. Yeah. So are you? You said, Maddie, that we have O. Henry's in the freezer. Do you have a Canadian roommate as well?
Oh yeah. Well, my Canadian roommate is of course my mother.
Oh.
Oh right. Okay.
Who lives here? Who I've been staying with because every time I come back here, I seem to leave within the month. So I've never committed to having an apartment here.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that your mom lived down there. How long has she lived down there for?
She's lived here for like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows you what I know.
It's very fun. We have a gas, you know.
You have a gas?
Oh, we have a gas.
I don't think I've heard anyone under the age of like 60 say that before.
Wow, speak with me, kid. I do all kinds of old lady things.
1996, you know, they were saying
we have a real hoot around here.
Yeah, you and your mom.
And my mom.
Hanging
but
out.
She loves O. Henry, so I always get them for her. And then also she's like going out of town a lot, so I'm like, I don't know, it's a pretty nice apartment, you know what I mean? I just, once you get over the hump of that you're spending a lot of time with your parent, you just don't even think about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just becomes like a buddy comedy.
I just like, I haven't had an apartment for in June it'll be 2 years.
Since you've had your own space.
Right, because you were in a hotel.
Hotel in Halifax. I kept doing like longer tours. I was living in a garage for a little bit there. I was doing this thing. I just really like that you can say yes to everything. Like every trip that comes along, I'm just like, yeah, well, let's just go. Like it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been really fun. But
I'm trying to, do these count as chips, like Hawkins cheesies?
You're still on the chips.
Well, because
I was going to ask about cheesies, actually.
Yeah.
They do not count as chips to me.
Are they just a snack food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're a snack.
They're chips. And they're
Stefan,
really good.
So are you.
Thank you. Thank you. They're chip adjacent, I would say, though. Because they're in the chip aisle, usually. But those are so good. Those are so, so good. But again, that's another one where you can just easily go too far on those.
I disagree.
Really?
If I buy those, like, I'll have five and I'll... Cheesies are one of the only things that I'm like, I can eat, like, a little bit of and put it away easily for some reason.
Wow.
Because they suck.
It's like licorice. It's like, you don't need to eat that much of it.
Oh, see, licorice, I used to get a whole pack of Twizzlers at the White Caps and eat the entire thing in a game.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Like a full size bag.
Well, like whatever.
Or however they. Yeah.
I would guess it's probably like 15 licorice whips or whatever you call them.
Holy shit. That is.
They
that
go
is
down
crazy.
Easy. Licorice for some reason doesn't feel like it doesn't make you full. Maybe because there's a hole in the middle of it. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's less of it, I guess. But you also.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's one of the. You don't feel sick from eating a lot of it.
I don't anyway. Yeah.
I don't.
You don't like black licorice though, do you?
No, Jesus
no.
Christ.
Me
no.
neither.
No, not
disgusting.
Okay. I don't mind it, but I'm not going out of my way to get it, but
it
do,
is nasty business.
I do licorice. Weirdly like it. I'm not sure why, but Twizzlers versus Red Vines, I feel like is something you see in the States a bit more. Cause we don't really have Red Vines up here.
Red
Twizzlers are better.
Disgusting.
I agree. Twizzlers are better. Have you ever had, grape flavored licorice before?
No. Oh.
Yeah. Twizzlers like, used like to have like
grape
flavored nibs and stuff.
Yeah, those are really good, actually.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't mind grape flavored stuff. Some people are very anti-grape.
Oh, I love
it. And I'm not. I like grape.
Yeah. I'm pro-grape and I'm pro-cherry.
Oh, I'm very pro-cherry. Cherry feels less controversial to me.
Cherry's interesting to me because I do feel like it can be really, really good. But if it's like fucked up, it does taste like medicine. Like they can really fuck up the cherry flavoring, you know? I feel
that's another thing I think? Sorry.
No, that's what we're here for. What else do you think?
Yeah, you told us you made notes to talk about on the pod. So yeah, what are some things you thought of?
And this was it. Don't tell people that. And this was it. No more orange flavored anything.
Oh, interesting. I kind of like
because
orange too.
I'm drinking orange juice all the time. And I love it. And I'm like, why would you ever like why I don't ever want an orange pops, maybe an orange creamsicle, but like an orange popsicle, like that's just like, though, you know, though, in that pack with the grape and the cherry and pop, the oranges are all left.
What? See, I feel like people would think that of grape. I think people would, the standard answer there is grape are the ones left.
I do like orange flavored stuff. I feel like it lends itself better to maybe like sodas and drinks than other stuff. But for me, the ultimate artificial flavoring is either peach or watermelon. Those are always so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to beat those ones.
Or like peach, a blue raspberry.
Good. Blue raspberry. Yeah, that's true. Because that's kind of sour sometimes.
Lychee girl. And I'm a huge green apple girl.
Green apple is really good.
Yeah, apple, like apple O's, those like sour apple rings are probably my goat candy. That's my favorite.
Oh, those are really good.
Not easy to get. You have to get them at like a bulk food section or whatever, but those are fucking
I feel like we've discussed this on here before, but the gummy frogs, what flavor are those?
They're frog.
They're frog flavored.
Are they frog flavored? Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay.
I find the only one that has a marshmallowy component that has a flavor is those peach penguins.
Oh, I do love a good peach penguin as well.
Those are also one that you can only get in the bulk aisle.
Yeah.
Love a peach penguin. I do also love a, what was the other thing you said, Stefan? I've already forgot.
The frog.
A gummy frog.
The gummy frog is great.
Delightful treat.
Gummy berries are great, obviously.
Yeah. Gummy frog is a waste of my damn time.
Really?
You don't like a gummy frog?
I just
gummy blue whale. I go get this. I love
a gummy blue whale. Come on,
come on, really? Daddy. Oh my god.
Okay, how do you feel about gummy eggs?
Those are good.
What do you mean? I don't need those.
Because I would say they're in the same tier as the gummy frog and the gummy whale. With the
frog,
sort of
frog is S tier for me, and then those are a tier below.
I would agree with that.
The egg is so cute, though. So I like that.
That's true.
Yeah, egg
that is
cute.
True. Where do you stand on so like Coke bottles? Because for me, I love the regular ones. I love the sour ones, which aren't really sour. The best ones to me are the cream soda ones, the blue and
cream
pink
soda,
ones.
The blue pink. Yeah.
Those are insane. Those are incredible.
They don't taste like cream soda.
No,
but
they're just very
like
sweet.
Delicious.
But they're really, really good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like all Coke bottles. Cherry Coke probably my top, but they're all good.
Which one's that's like the reddish one, I guess, probably.
It's like black, yeah.
I feel like you don't see that one as often.
Mm-hmm.
Necessarily.
Delight.
Yeah. I do like, and I will say, peach rings over fuzzy peaches.
Oh, for no question.
Yeah. I love fuzzy peaches.
Really?
It's peach rings for me.
You guys love this cloudy gummy component.
What do you mean by cloud? Like,
all these things have the same, that like that white with the egg and the, like, you're mixing, there's a mixing of different kinds. I want a clear gummy. In fact, actually, what I want. It's like a dino sour, like a gummy that's like really sticky on your tooth, like a sour gummy without sugar on it.
What about a sour? I guess a sour key.
I do like dino sours for sure.
Yeah. Sour keys have the sugar on them, but I also feel like that's something that they don't have in the US either, is sour keys, or they call them something different maybe.
Well, penny candy is just like so gone out of what we do.
I know.
That is like a big shame.
It's sad.
And you know who you can blame? Fucking woke COVID for that.
Yeah.
I feel that's like right. He died before that.
I mean, it definitely was getting, like, I haven't gotten penny candy in a long time, but it is up to like at least a dime now, right?
It's
if not a quarter, I feel like.
Yeah, most
quarters. No, it's like, it's only in the cups. They only have the cups.
Oh, yeah. the cups are bullshit because you don't get
like
really
going to 7-Eleven and this is going to make me sound like a fucking ancient fossil.
Yeah.
But honestly, like kind of a cute date. Was to like walk to 7-Eleven, get like a Slurpee and a bet, and like you'd each pick out your penny candy, and then you go back and watch a movie or something.
That's cute. That is cute.
Kind of a cute little let's go pick our candies, and we
We always go play tennis. We get our candies and soda waters.
That is
cute.
I would
do that right
now.
It would be awesome.
Okay, so I'm sounding okay. Good. Thank you, 1996. For
Dan is giving you a weird look, but I think that's a cute idea. I like that idea.
Bullshit. That's not a date.
Really?
Well, when you're like 17 or 16 or whatever, like, and there's
I'm talking, this was university in particular. I remember.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I dated this one girl in university who lived like two blocks from a 7-Eleven. So it was that was kind of like a pretty normal thing for us to do, but I feel like that's a great date. You just go, you pick out some candies, you inevitably get way more than the girl, and then she steals a bunch of yours.
That's fun.
It's a classic, just a classic little move. And yep. You know what? If Dan wants to poo-poo my date idea, then that's fine. I don't care, Dan, because it was nice.
No, you're right. I would go on a date with you if that was the...
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Of course.
Thank you, Dan.
I actually, my new take is I just fundamentally do not want to go to dinner on a date.
Oh, wow. Why not?
I don't enjoy it.
Like what? Like it's too long to be in one. Like if the date isn't going well, it's kind of a bad place to be stuck. Or like, what's the reason?
Well, like you have to talk so much on a, especially like an early date. You're trying to catch up on their entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are quite nervous.
Yeah.
I was never nervous, but
it does suck. Okay. It sucks. Eating in front of people sucks too.
I'm joking.
Yeah. That's, I don't like eating in front of people.
Just in general.
I hate the picking of the restaurant dilemma.
Yeah.
I hate that they're, if I don't like them, now they've paid for dinner and that sucks. And that's like, everyone hates that. And now everyone thinks, you know, I don't like that it's not like mobile. Dude, I don't like we're just like sitting there the whole time. Mm-hmm. There's no, but then also I don't drink. So it is kind of like tougher. But
yeah.
So how many dates would you say then is like your dinner date where you're good, where you're comfortable with going out to dinner with someone?
Well, it depends also because, of course, so you're going to have sex at some point. You know what I mean? So then you have to finagle this. Wait,
I mean, you don't
want to go to big dinner. Because also, I don't even go to dinner. I don't even eat dinner at a restaurant. Like, that's so rare that I'm doing that because I go to shows most of the time. And then
grab some food after.
You're having a junior chicken and a small fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my ideal amount of food before I have sex, as opposed to sitting down and having a giant plate of something.
I just don't. Yeah. You just don't want to be full.
Yeah.
I get that part of it for sure. But also you don't have to have sex just because you're going on a date with someone.
Okay. Now that's news I can use. Just joking.
I know.
No, but also, okay. I feel like everyone tries to take you to dinner to tell you that it's like they're serious about you.
Right.
And I'm like, can you not be? Maybe. You know what I mean? Like, let's see about that.
Yeah.
Like, I respect the attitude for sure, but I would rather going to hell. I would rather have sex with someone that I don't like than have dinner with them. Because at least I had sex and that's a funny story. And it's like, that's at least like a funny currency of energy. Whether it's like having dinner with someone you don't think you're ever going to see again is like, what are we doing? Like shake hands at the end. Well, see you never, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's true. So what are you suggesting instead? What's like a better date then? Like just going for coffee or ice cream or something?
Oh my God. I'm eating so many ice cream cones. It's insane. I'm keeping all the ice creameries afloat in this town.
LA, I feel like, has an insane ice cream selection too.
Yeah. And you want to be outside. You want to walk around.
Of course. Yeah. What's your like go-to ice cream?
I think I'm a Denny's girl.
Okay. Same as Nancy Pelosi, of course.
Yeah. We have a lot in common. Yeah.
That's where Patty got the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually took a picture of her to the hair salon as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
But no, I feel like my ideal date is actually probably like bowling or pool or
right, where you're like doing something.
Bowling's fun because you're kind of like, you can like sort of compete, you know, kind of, but like you're pretending to, you know, like bowling I think is good. Like mini golf is a classic as well.
I love going to the movies. I have no problem going to the movies on a date. And everyone's like, you can't talk. And I'm like, well, you'll have time to talk in your life. You're just trying to assess if you like being around them at all, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, okay. I don't really have a good transition. So let's go on a first date with each other in our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Following, what did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Maddie, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
Well, guys, you will be so excited to find out that you're talking to a proud user of Instagram desktop. I am logging on to Instagram.com and I'm checking around on there.
Okay.
No app for me. No more app.
You deleted the app on your phone.
Yeah.
Wow. So now you're so you have to check it on your computer at home.
Or on my phone on Safari.
Okay. So you're still checking it a lot.
Yeah, but less for sure.
Checking on your phone on Safari is fucking insane.
It's so glitchy. It's so slow.
That's not meant to happen. You're like the one person doing it in the world.
I have to have so much intentionality around whose story I watch, because then I'll have to reload the whole damn thing.
If I ever see that you watched my story, I'll be like, wow, that's so
that
nice.
Really meant something. So, yeah.
My main social media update is I never thought I'd get to the point where I'm like begging my friends to stop sending me videos.
Oh yeah.
Like it used to be like, oh, people I love will send me good stuff and they know my taste, and people that I don't know as well will maybe like my family or something. Maybe like they're not my memes or whatever. Now I'm just going, everybody quit it. Everybody stop. No more.
It's definitely becoming a newer thing. I feel like people never used to send me videos like on the platform of Instagram. Yeah. Like they might copy a link and like text you and be like, hey, I saw this funny tweet or this funny video. Mm-hmm. But now it's like you said, Stefan, I think it's just like so easy that people are just, they're just hammering you.
And I mean, my dad sends me so many, and I love it because they're all very good. But I've gotten into the habit of just like sending a ton to him as well now too. So we kind of have just like a bag. Yeah. That's how we communicate, is just sending each other videos.
Your dad sends me more videos than anyone else I know on Instagram by 10X.
When he figured out how to do it, it was a game changer for him. I love it. It's really good.
Yeah, it definitely
just
depends.
Like a raw meme, like a photo that I can look at. Because also I'm not. You don't think I have a freaking life? You think I'm turning up the sound all the time where I am to watch your video?
Yeah, that's true for sure. And I would say it's just definitely like, yeah, your dad is a little different, but I definitely have people in my life where, you know, I wouldn't say we are close friends, and they just like send me something. You're like, I guess that's nice that you thought of me, but I also don't care. And a lot of the ones for me that I get are nu metal. Like anytime there's any sort of nu metal video, anything Korn, Limp Bizkit adjacent, I am getting sent. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. It is a thing I like. Thank you for connecting me to that thing. But also exactly like what you said, Maddie, it's just so rare where I'm like scrolling Instagram where I'm like, yes, I would love to watch like a 40-second video right now.
Yeah. Our friend of the show, JF, will love hearing this. But yeah, anytime something with Jeremy Renner comes up, I will get people sending me stuff about that. Hold on, I'm just reading Dan's. Is that that's a new one? I feel like usually
be right back. I'm taking a shit or a piss. Yeah. But he says he's puking.
Be right back, barfing. Just break at Stefan's update if I'm not back in time. Oh, well, I wonder if that was the McDonald's, maybe.
Well, Dan said he got a little drunk last night.
That's true.
So I guess he's...
could be that, yeah.
Paying the price now, I guess.
I suppose so. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. Mm. It happens.
I've been thrown up in, I don't know, over 10 years.
It's been a while for me. I'm trying to think of the last time I threw up from drinking, even. That was probably... Yeah, 9 or 10 years ago. But just even in general.
Wrong, like, Stefan. Wrong.
What?
It was not 9 or 10 years ago.
Did I throw up recently? Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I threw up at the summer summit. I forgot about
the
that.
The first summit you went to, you threw up on the first day.
For various reasons. Yeah.
Too many bowls of chips around, I guess.
It was more, well, there's
Stefan had to witness a medical emergency and he did not enjoy that.
But I was also because I was in a hot tub and was drunk in a hot tub and then got out of the hot tub immediately. And then, yes, also that too. And the guy's fine too.
It's like one of those things, what? I guess, Maddie, where it's like you learn a lot about like, I think there's like a movie where they talk about the helpers, you know?
Yes.
Like,
look for that. I think Mr. Rogers says that.
Mr. Rogers.
People will post that after some like shooting or something. They'll be like, look for the helpers.
Look for the helpers.
No, I need the helper.
So funny.
So this guy was a guy in our pool, and he had a little medical event.
He was
event,
in a hot tub.
And some of us jumped into action, and some of us laid in the fetal position and puked into a sewer grate.
Yeah, but I was so smart puking into the grate. And I really wish we could get the security camera footage of that, because it would be so, it was within like an hour of all of us getting there too. It was, and really? I had
it was a little more than that, but not much. Yeah. It was probably like 10 PM at night, and we had got there like for check-in.
I had also like just met most of the team that night too, or most of the pool. Yeah.
Yeah. This was Stefan's first foray into the pool. And then I remember because I waited out front for the ambulance, because we were staying in this like kind of remote cul-de-sac, and I wasn't sure if the ambulance would be able to find our address. So I waited out front for the ambulance, and then when I got back in the house, the guys are like, "Hey, you might want to check on Stefan. Like, he puked into a sewer, and I don't know. Like, you know him way better than us, so maybe you should go check on him." And so Stefan's like asleep, and I like went into his room, and I was like, "Are you all right, dude?" And he's like, "Yeah, fine."
Oh yeah, I was fine, because it was one of those pukes where it sobers you up immediately afterwards too. Right. So. But it was just kind of it was a perfect storm, I would say. But yeah, so but even before that, I hadn't puked for a while. So, and I don't think I'll be puking at the Summer Summit this year, John, because I'll be joining you in sobriety. Yeah,
right.
Welcome.
Well, maybe I might puke from like eating a bunch of chips and stuff. Possibly. Yeah.
I've puked from the sun.
From the sun.
That's
oh, like
possible.
Sunstroke.
Oh, that's brutal. That's such a bad feeling. Oh my god.
Oh, that was like. I'm realizing now it's kind of interesting, because I get panic attacks, but I basically have them under control now. But like my body will sometimes overreact to something, like sunstroke will give me a panic attack. And I also once was getting out of an Uber on a very steep hill, and my leg was asleep and for some reason, and I just like stepped on my ankle, like my foot just turned over. And then my body, because I couldn't feel the effect of the sprained ankle injury because my leg was numb, my body just gave me a panic attack. So I'm just sitting on the curb being like, I had just come back from Canada. I had a suitcase and a full jacket on in LA, full sun, just sitting there. Everyone was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, just kind of bad right now." And then I went inside and threw up. Oh. That's probably the last time I threw up.
Dan, sorry for all the barf talk. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Just really hungover. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hey, we'll keep talking about this for like 5 or 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Stefan, what's going on your social media?
Well, John, our old friend Naomi Wolf is back.
Is she our old friend?
This post to me is as funny as the famous post, which we've talked about in here several times. But during kind of the height of COVID, when like the vaccines were like just rolling out, I think it was like a British like community center or some sort of like hospital or something. I mean, it was a children's hospital. They posted a picture of a teddy bear with like a little, I think it even had a little bandage on its arm or something, but it was basically, the implication was this teddy bear just got his vaccinations and everyone else should get vaccinated too. And she quote tweeted it and was just like, "No, no," with like three exclamation points.
Oh my God.
Which was very, very funny. She is back.
They're
with
gonna kill this teddy bear.
No! Yeah,
she's back with a new classic. Dan, do you wanna put this image up here? I sent it to you over on Discord. So the Gene Roddenberry Foundation offering 50K fellowships, and Roddenberry, by the way, the guy who created Star Trek. So keep that in mind.
Yep.
Offering 50K fellowships to activists and change makers. The criteria have changed over the years so that neo-Marxist applicants appear to be favored. What are these young folks signaling here? And it's a picture of the recipients of the fellowships. And they are, of course, doing the like Spock, like live long and prosper thing where you like split your fingers like that. It's like one of the most well-known hand signals in the world. And she
so
just
it's actually neo-Marxist, Stefan.
Apparently it is. But just like, how do you post this? You post the no teddy bear thing. It's like, how does anyone take you seriously anymore? And it's because
what is your deal again?
I think she maybe had like a breakdown or something at some point, and then really went off the deep end in COVID and became like anti-vax.
I just mean like, what is her doctor like? How
she was like a very famous like feminist author and wrote some like very successful books, and then I think during COVID just like completely lost it, because she also had the famous post about how she was at a bar or restaurant and overheard some Apple employees talking about time travel. And she's like, "That's how they're going to like vaccinate us. They're going to like send like microchips back in time." And it's like, no, they were talking about the MacBook feature, the time machine, which like backs up your MacBook. So she's like showed her ass online a lot recently. Of course, she did get banned for misinformation. And then Elon Musk bought Twitter, and now, you know, she's back and she's allowed to keep showing her ass like this. And yeah, it's just kind of nice to see, you know, obviously it's fun to laugh at that, obviously, and how insane she is. And then you do look at it, and I'm sure there's a bunch of morons who think she's, who like agree with her and are probably trying to like harass the recipients of the fellowship. And it's just so bad, but it is nice to see like a classic stupid post like that, where it's not like, it's not like an out and out, like Nazi posting something absolutely horrendous. Like I mean, her politics are awful, obviously, but, it's fun just to see like a dumb post that we can laugh at. It's nice.
It's nice to laugh again.
It is. It feels good.
No, John? I agree though. It's like a simple gaffe. Like when we were at 22, we would live for just a good old fashioned gaffe.
Yeah. It's nice to see. Yeah. It's good. John?
Well, Stefan, Maddie, I don't know if you saw this, but Drew Carey saw fish at the Sphere, and he took a video and he captioned it, "Fish at the Sphere. I swear I just talked to God. I would give you all my money, stick my dick in a blender, and swear off pussy for the rest of my life in exchange for this. Bro, I met God tonight for real. I feel like I just got saved by Jesus, no lie." And then he goes on to reply, as if this was not enough.
Everyone thought he was like hacked or something.
Yes, everyone thought he was hacked. And then he confirmed he was not hacked by replying to his own tweet with this, where he said, "This is what it must feel like to come with a pussy. Because if it's even close, I'm flying to wherever tomorrow and getting the best pussy money can buy.
I love
that. I don't need to be a man. No more of it means I can feel like this all the time. Fucking keep it, bro, if I can get this feeling instead. That was God at work or something. Like, it felt like I was being saved by Jesus. No lie." So wonderful.
What a great post. He does seem like, apparently we were talking about this before we went live, just seems like a great guy, very nice guy. I know he was paying for everyone's lunch at a certain restaurant during the writer's strike and the actor strike. So really, really cool guy, and just seems to be like living life, enjoying himself. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know what it feels like to come with a pussy.
Well, so that's, so,
I guess
yeah.
He does now.
Unfortunately, but Maddie, do you, like, does seeing fish at the Sphere compare to coming with a pussy?
I haven't seen fish at the Sphere, I guess. I mean, if this isn't an endorsement, I don't know.
I feel like being on acid inside the Sphere would be like really insane, presumably. Because even just seeing the Sphere from a distance gives you like a very strange feeling, because it does feel very unreal.
This right. is just weird though, because he switches from "this is what it must feel like to come with a pussy" to "because if it's even close, I'm flying wherever tomorrow and getting the best pussy." Oh, I guess he's saying he's getting
he would get a pussy installed.
I see. Okay. I thought I was reading that as like, I'm going to go fuck a
sex worker.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my first read of this. And now I'm realizing, okay, interesting. It's actually, there's a lot more at play here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just a great series of posts. And I think
I don't need to be a man. No more of it means I can feel like this. Like what?
Yeah.
So what I think is happening where,
I believe he also went on at midnight that night or a couple days later and talked about this as well. So it really did affect him, I guess. I've never listened to Fish. I understand if you're on acid and seeing fish and you're a fish fan, it sounds like it's probably pretty fun.
They suck.
But they're like a jam band, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I do
that's
not
like a very specific
fish,
taste. But again, I think being in the Sphere itself would be like kind of crazy. And the NHL draft is going to be there this year. I would love Drew Carey to go to the NHL draft on acid. Oh, when the San Jose Sharks took Macklin Celebrini first overall, it felt like coming with a pussy.
It felt like coming with a pussy. With,
I just like, I, again, I've never done acid. I don't like fish, but I don't, it's so interesting to get to like, to be seeing something and being like, God, like, This is better than coming with a dick. Like coming with a dick sucks. Put my dick in a blender. This fucking blows. I need to get a pussy and come with that instead, because this dick thing is not working out for me.
Well, is that going to be a clip on the Go Off Kings this week? You think?
No, no, we're done. Unless you want to get it ready for us, Dan.
Yeah, but I'll send it over to Jesse.
Okay, thank it's you.
Unless so... you want to start paying me.
Well, no, no, no. We won't be doing that.
The poetry here is so high reaching. He's trying to he's so clearly trying to explain something so much greater than he's ever experienced, of course.
Yes.
But the sort of similes he's using to make us understand how he felt are so trans. So it's yes. kind of interesting.
It's great. Very progressive. It's kind
of a different feeling, you know, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Really good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good to get some crazy celebrity posts out there.
Well, then I guess yes. we got to show his car as well.
I didn't know about. Yeah.
So he had these posts, and then people were kind of like, oh, Drew Carey's joking, and you know, or whatever, or like he got hacked, like Stefan said. And this is like 3 days later. He wrote, "For all of you wondering, gee, I never thought Drew Carey would pop his wig at a fish show at the Sphere. Here's what my car looks like. And it's a Mini Cooper with like magical mystery van designs on the side. And the license plate is a vanity license plate that says Trippin 24/7.
Now, I will say, kind of shocking that they allowed that, given what we know about the yes. DMV in California and vanity license plates. But maybe Drew Carey called in a favor.
Yeah, it feels like Drew Carey, they just let have it.
I think so. It's Drew Carey. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, thank you so much, Drew, for one of the best posts in Twitter's recent memory. And speaking of good posts, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo. No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo. You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
All right, Maddie, what do you have for us?
Not much. You know me. I am an easy forgiver. I'll give you, it's all fine, you know? But I have a new hobby, which I'm not super proud of, which is that when people comment women aren't funny on stand-up comedian women's posts that I like, their clips that they put up, I like to... reply with the words "fuck you."
Yeah,
and I do that at volume for a decent amount of my day sometimes. And it's kind of like gardening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like nice, tidy "fuck you" to a lot of them.
And are you getting? And you're getting blocked off of some of these?
I'm sure I am. I don't care to check on them. But I'm. Just for me, a block is not really like, it's not much. You know what I mean? To get blocked or to block is, I don't even notice. You know what I mean?
Water to block or not to block.
When you're sending out 12, 25, 50 fuck yous a day, you're not noticing how many blocks are done.
Yeah,
you know?
But presumably there's going to be some in there, presumably, if I had to guess. But yeah, that's nice.
For just, sure, yeah.
Yeah, just plain simple. I mean, some of our favorite blocks on
nothing
here.
Nothing fancy.
Yeah, some of our favorite blocks in here are just very simple, just telling someone to go fuck themselves, and then they block you. It's great. It feels very good to have that happen, especially if they're like a total asshole. So, yeah, nicely done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, are you seeking this out? Like, are you, you know, getting in a particular mood and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to find women's stand-up clips and see who I can piss off? Or is it just more organic, like you're already watching the clip and then you do it?
It's just like so heartbreaking to see, like on my feed is only stand-up comic and their clips. That's all I get. It's the whole channel. And I see these like very funny clips from really funny friends of mine. And then all the comments are the same three comments of like, it's like women aren't funny. Like watching blah, blah, blah till I laugh, like women in comedy till I laugh day 500, whatever. And like, you know what I mean? It's the same. It's like a meme. Like, it's like, they're participating in something. So my trend is I say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys, everyone can hop on my trend where if you see someone doing that, you 521
days of saying fuck you to you dickless losers or whatever.
It also is funny where you're like, you can't even really like every girl I know now, like, we think about it when we're going to post a clip. Like my friend got like Netflix introducing and they're going to post clips and they're like so scared of what's going to happen. And I'm like, It's literally not, the fact that you already know it's going to happen before it happens means it's not about you. It's like,
it's just going to happen no matter what. Yeah. Like there's just guys like that out there. It just sucks. Yeah.
My Just For Last New Faces, it's viral on my Instagram with hate. It's viral on YouTube Shorts with hate. It's viral on TikTok with hate. And it's all the same comment. They go, not funny. Nice little rack though. God. That was cool. I kind of liked that one. Yeah. And then, but I don't do it for my own ones. I just do it for other people. You know what
okay.
I mean?
You're standing up for other people.
That that's definitely fun. Does. Yeah. That's the weirdest part of it too, right? It's like, it does seem that whenever you see stuff like that, often there is some accompanying, but I'd hit. Or like, but, you know, oh, but oh, nice yeah. ass or like whatever, you know, like it was just yeah. like that was when, you know, we've had Danica Tebow on here to talk about the few times that she's gone viral where people are hating mm-hmm. on her. And there's so much of like, I think it's mostly that you just want to have sex with her and you probably never will. And some of them just explicitly oh, yeah. say, I want to have like, yeah, this is annoying, but I want to have sex with her also.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well.
Well, she's so funny too. Cause I don't like, I don't think Danica like walks around being like, I'm a hot girl and that's my problem. You know what I mean? Like, she's just like, she's very pretty and cool, but like, that's not, she's not one of those kinds of girls.
Yeah.
Like, she's quirky, you know? And so for her to be getting like thousands of comments, they're like, the only reason you think you can do comedy is cause you're hot. It was like, oh, okay. Okay. So you're telling me I'm hot. That's kind of an interesting thing you wanted to share.
Yeah.
You all think I'm her. She's like my best friend. This is where actually this little habit of mine started because I mean, I was doing hundreds of people when it was her. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And like, I wanted to do terrorism on them. Do you know, I wanted yeah. to round them all up somewhere. You know what I mean?
Of course,
I wanted to
yeah.
figure out something they would go to and kill them. But yeah. She has like a bikini picture on her Instagram that was at that time when that went viral. And it has like thousands of saves. It's oh my so God. Funny. Isn't that brutal?
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's also just, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but like women don't, I feel like not that many hot women are like, you know what I should do with my hotness? Stand up comedy. Like,
yeah.
I don't oh, think that's something Canada, that a lot really of hot women thing. Are reaching for.
In LA, it's actually kind of an issue, I would say.
Is it? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
But then also I'm like, what? So you're not allowed to do comedy if you're pretty? Like you're not like,
yeah.
Well,
people
yeah,
are that's... allowed to be bad at comedy. There's lots of people that are bad at comedy. We don't have to be like pathologize why they think they are allowed to be there.
Right. Oh yeah. Totally.
I'd rather
not.
Watch it's... a hot person bomb than an ugly person.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
It's called showbiz.
That's 100% true. Okay. We have a great listener block this week. This one comes in from longtime listener of the show, Way Cool Jacob. And this is a real life block tale. So we always love these ones. Way Cool Jacob says, hello, blocked boys and Dan and guest. I can only assume this has been yes. a fantastic episode. Great job. Thank you, Jacob. That's nice. It has been. I've been listening forever and just now remembered a few blocks from my past that I never shared. This one's a bit long, but hopefully worth a read. It starts with a much younger me joining the army. I was a couple months into my job training in Fort Lee, Virginia. One weekend, I had a Camelback backpack and a really bad idea. I started by pouring a fifth of vodka into the bag and then added some orange soda to make a mixed drink. I then closed the bag and gave it a little shake to mix it up. Unfortunately, I had forgotten that a carbonated beverage expands when shaken and that that probably wasn't a great thing for the airtight bag. It started inflating, and so I alleviated the pressure in the best way I could think of by gulping it out of the straw.
Aww.
Things get a little hazy Ooh. From this point, but I came to sometime later being shaken awake. My blurry eyes came to rest on the rank insignia of a lieutenant colonel. For context, that's the rank of the person who runs the entire base. My training kicked in, and I snapped to attention. What's that on your forehead? He asked. I later found a burn of some sort on my forehead, and I am still unsure as to what happened. I don't know. I can't see my forehead, I unhelpfully responded. Are you drunk?
No.
I don't know, sir, but it sure seems like it. Things did not improve from there, and within a month I was asked to leave the army and specifically never allowed back on that base. And that's the tale of how I was blocked from returning to Fort Lee, Virginia. Love the show and everything you boys do. Way cool, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. Very, very well done.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Feels like you know, Jacob maybe should have known that the pop in the Camelback was not a good idea.
Yeah. I think that's like, they probably tell you not to do that in like the Camelback instructions, presumably.
Yeah. Oh, have either of you ever had like a disastrous drinking vessel experience? I feel like people who drink, there's at least one story in their past where they're like, yeah, I filled a shoe with their whatever. Like, do either of you have a crazy drinking vessel story?
Not really. I mean, I've definitely like in college, I would do like beer bongs and stuff, and that just like really fucks you up. But like Nothing like bad happened necessarily. But I mean, I think if I did a beer bong now, it would kill me probably.
Yeah.
But
one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life was something I love at a party or a bar is when there's a little storyline that emerges, and every time you check back, you know, every time you glance back, it's like the next beat of the story. And our friend Chippo was like so drunk and like was trying to leave our house for some reason and didn't want to take their hay y'all with them on the road. So was trying to find like a cup or something to pour it into. And then I'm kind of like, not really, this is my friend's birthday party. I'm kind of like not really paying attention. I look back and she's holding a birthday hat, which just has hay y'all spilling out the bottom of it. God. Because she's obviously tried to put it in there, and she's like freaking out because it's, and also drinking it out of the bottom of the party hat and trying to, I was like, you just made like a cardboard beer funnel for no reason. Like, you could have just like chugged the ale or just left. It was one of the hardest I've ever laughed to look back, and that's what she tried to use.
Not a great idea. No. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so by sending us an email at blocked@blockparty.com. You can also donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. Help us out over here, and you get a bunch of free bonus episodes. You get access to our entire back catalog, which is over 150 bonus episodes. Plus, you get 3 new bonus episodes a month, including this week. I think today, actually, we will have a new bonus dropping for you. We had Pat Gill, Pizza Suplex, on the show to review Video and Arcade Top 10, Canada's answer to Twitch TV before Twitch ever existed.
Great episode. Very good episode.
Very fun episode. Very fun show. So you can check that out. We also did a cameo episode with Gianmarco Ceresi, which was great. And we've got a bunch of stuff, ad-free episodes, merch discounts, and more. So check it out, patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @blockpartypod. And if you want to see a video of this episode, you can see that on our YouTube page @blockparty. And as always, if you like the show, please tell a friend. Okay, we are here at the end of the show. That means it's time for the top three.
3, 2, 1. Uno.
Mustard.
3.
Socks.
2.
Girlfriends.
Uno.
Maddie, what do you have for us?
I don't know if anyone's done this,
but okay.
My idea is top 3 songs.
Just like ever?
Ever.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I don't think anyone has done that, shockingly. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll double check that no one has done this top 3 songs.
I don't think they have.
I think we're safe.
Yeah, I think we're
3. Number 1 and 2 is clear.
Limiting it to 3 is very tough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've got an idea here. Okay. I think I got this.
I think we're safe. There's no top 3 songs. So just we can rip it. Maddie, we'll start with you. Okay. What is your number 3?
My number 3 song is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Beautiful or Wonderful? Which one is it?
Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't She Lovely? Is your third most loved song of all time? You don't know the name of it?
I mean, it's always just on. I don't look it up, you know? That's my number 3.
Okay.
But that's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's a good song. It's just very funny that you did. Oh, that's really good. Okay, Stefan, you're number 3.
I got to go with my boy Martin Luther I believe he wrote this around 1527, 1528. A mighty fortress is our God. It still hits to this day.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Okay. Was that, did he nail the lyrics of that to the church door, or what was the...
He must have. It was pretty big. Yeah.
Oh, God. Are you just like, you don't want to out yourself as like not listening to that much music, or like...
I love the song. I think it's a great song. That's my number three.
Okay, it's his number Stephanie. Three. You don't have to pick apart.
Yeah, it's my number three. You know? Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I can pick apart whatever I want, Maddie. it's my show, and Stefan pisses me off. this one, I mean, this is just really so hard. Like, I would need, I feel like I would need several days to think of my top three, but I'll go my proper top three, I guess. But I'll go number three. I will say Be Quiet and Drive by the Deftones. Would be my number three all-time song. Wonderful song, amazing band, and just one of those songs I've heard it probably 500 times in my life, and I will never get sick of hearing it. So I will go with I will go with Deftones, Be Quiet and Drive. Maddie, your number two, please.
My number two. This one's obvious. You guys are gonna wish you did this one. Yeah, by Usher.
Great choice.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good.
Really good. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is tough for me. I would say probably number two for me, Isaac Watts. This is written in like the 1700s. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It just really hits close to home for me.
And why is
it love that one to me? Too,
why does it hit? Why does it hit so close?
Obviously you just haven't heard the song if you're even fucking asking that question.
Well, I guess. I mean, yeah, I haven't heard it either, so maybe you can fill me in.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how it goes. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. I mean, that fucking goes.
Is this even a song, or is this just...
Oh,
like,
is it even a song? You listen to that...
That's kind of like when you're in the car or at the gym or what.
So. Yeah. Well, I was listening to it on Spotify, but then I bought his stuff on Bandcamp so that Isaac Watts would get a cut.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You better have a great number one. I'll tell you that.
There's a lot to choose from, but I think it's going
to be A Christmas Carol is my bet that that's where we're going with Stefan's number one here. This is, I know what my number one is for sure, but my number two, I mean, this is tough. I guess I will go, cause I feel like I need a song that's like really affected me my whole life. So I'm going to go number two, When I Come Around by Green Day. Just again, another song I've heard a bunch of times in my life. Love it. Just a really great song. Everything that Green Day does well. And love it. That's my number two. Maddie, your number one.
My number one is Clair de Lune.
Really good. Song. Yeah. That's a classic. That is a legitimately very good song. Yeah. Good choice.
Your top three, Maddie, is so...
It's so good.
Wild.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
I mean, it's really good.
And Clair de Lune. what variation of it? Like, what version, I guess? Like, is there a particular symphony version of it that you like?
I'm not picky when it comes to Clair de Lune. Throw on Clair de Lune any which way you slice it, you know?
Yep.
Okay.
Great choice.
I just like that you can picture your whole life, you know, when you listen to it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, like it really makes you feel like, being alive is this, you know?
Yep. Yep.
For me.
Mm-hmm. I can see why you don't like going out on dinner dates. Since you're just sitting there like, Clair de Lune makes me feel alive. Stefan, you're number one.
Love Gun by Kiss.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, his dick is a gun. I mean, what more needs to be said?
What's your favorite lyric in that song, Stefan?
I think it's probably Pull the Trigger on My Love Gun.
That's a good one, yeah.
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 That's sick.
John?
My number one is Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
I mean, that's a great choice.
That's been my favorite. What's your problem, Dan?
That's a good song.
I think
of
like 10 better Weezer songs than Say It Ain't
No,
So.
No, you can't. Wrong. You definitely can't.
Wrong.
Come on. There's not 10 better Weezer songs.
There are.
I mean, I can understand. I can think of probably 10 songs people, nah, maybe not 10, five Weezer songs that people could put ahead of that. You could put Undone, Only in Dreams,
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Well, even Buddy Holly, I don't think so. Buddy Holly's but
you can
like
see,
a,
you can see the argument. For
yeah.
It,
My Name yeah. is Jonas.
Yeah.
El Scorcho.
Right.
Even though people say that's problematic or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a weird song.
It is.
Yeah, but it's a great song.
But I feel like we answered the question differently because I feel like you answered your three favorite songs, whereas I answered top three songs for everyone. That's what I think.
You should have been more specific then, Maddie.
But I'm just saying, you can take the prompt however you want, but I'm just saying that like that's what I believe about my songs.
Is that every Claire de Lune is the top song for everyone on earth?
It should be. It could be. Yeah. It could yep. very well be.
Okay. Look, yes, it is my favorite song. Say It Ain't So. It has been for a long, long, long time. Love it. Great tune. Mm-hmm. Weezer, good band. What more can you say? That's it. Tough to leave a lot of bands off that list for me and a lot of songs. I could do a top 100 songs.
That's a tough one. Good tough top one, three, though. Great
top three, Maddie. Yes. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for being back on the show. Lovely to have you as always.
Of course.
Before we go, anything
Thanks
you'd like to plug?
Me. Well, there's now three seasons of Let's Make a Series online. And we did a horror movie last year. And we made a short film of it. So you can listen to the season and then actually watch something that we made. And it's pretty satisfying and funny. The episode we made actually on set is like my favorite episode we've ever made.
It's a great show. If you've never listened to any, there's Let's Make a Sci-Fi, Let's Make a Rom-Com, and Let's Make a Horror. I've listened to all three. They're excellent. It's Maddie with two past guests of this show, Ryan Beal and Mark Chavez. And yeah, it's a very, mm-hmm. very fun podcast. If you never listened to it, check it out. Maddie, is there a season four coming up? Can we...
Can't confirm nor deny the stage okay. of the game.
Okay.
But I also will want to say congratulations, and I'm so excited for Broomgate.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's going to be great. It's going to be very good.
That's very nice of you
it's
to say.
Be awesome.
If you haven't checked it out, the trailer for Broomgate, my 6-episode narrative podcast, is out now. First episode drops next Monday, so I'll remind you about it more Ooh. Then. But yes, if you want to hear the trailer, you can hear it now. Just search Broomgate. Wherever you get your podcasts, thank you so much for listening. Again, you can donate to our show, patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @blockpartypod, on YouTube, @blockparty, on Blue Sky, @blockparty. We'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.